want to communicate with people around the world? Here, use my crystal ball.
Podcast Bone Phone.
Hey, I haven't been drunk dialed by anyone on the bone phone in quite some time, so this is a pleasant surprise. I have the creator of the Octopill prop controller, Eric Garthwaite. What's up, brother?
How's it going? How are you today?
I'm just lovely. Thank you for asking. You're such a gentleman. Hey, so Eric, like I say, you reached out to me via that Facebooky thing, and you said, hey, man, I got this new prop controller. Well, I don't know if it's new. Is it just new to me, or how long's the Octopill been around?
It's brand new. As soon as buttonbanner.com, Mike North actually released his new software, I looked at it and just nerded out for about a month and came up with the Octopill, which basically just takes the Arduino and breaks everything out, makes it real simple for the guys out there that aren't real technical.
So he originally wrote that software for the Arduino itself, and then you created the Octopill as like a module that you connect to it?
Yeah, so Arduino has this huge fan base, and you can put things like shields onto the Arduino Unos and different variations of the Arduino. This one is basically the Arduino Nano, and you can call it a shield. It's an Octopill shield more than a controller itself, since you have to get all the different parts and pieces. It makes it kind of fun, more like a make and take type of controller.
Yeah, you're like tiddlywink and put the thing together. It's yeah. Whatever the what am I looking for? What was the word? What the hell was that old? What was that old toy that you put the things together? The wooden shit.
The wooden shit. I was going for more like a Rector set, maybe.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sorry, a Rector set. What the hell am I? I have no right. I have no right talking technical with you. This is
Beacon logs. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm just letting you do your thing. See, I'm just trying to lay out some probing questions and let you fill in the blanks. So you created this thing, and you basically what you finalized, you had a prototype, and then you finalized.
Yeah, so the shield that I'm selling, I think I went through four different revisions before I actually came up with something that I liked. I wanted to make it real simple in the sense of it's something that just pops onto some relays, and you tie in your hardware, and it just works. So anything from 4 to 8 relays you can use this for. If you have a small project, you can go for the 4. Big, large project, you just do your 8 relays, and you can expand upon that. It's a really cool little deal.
All right, now you talked about the fact that it doesn't work on its own. There are some other modules, adapters, things that you have to buy that go with this to make it work. So what else do you need to make this a full-blown controller?
So essentially all you need to make it a full-blown controller is an Arduino Nano, which go for about $3 on eBay, if that's a place that you want to look into.
Outrageous! $3? Goddamn.
Yeah, it's like, it's super cheap, and you can get 3 or 4 of them for $10, and I looked at that, and I'm like, I can put a microcontroller on here, and I can do all the programming and stuff like that, but it's kind of fun to buy something that's affordable, blow it up, and, you know, replace the pieces and parts. But essentially all you would need is your brain, which is the microcontroller, the Arduino Nano. You need a motion sensor or a dry contact, meaning like a push button, a mat switch. I mean, you've seen all those types of things on the market, right?
Yeah, I think I've seen them around here and there.
And then you can grab your...
I have
like,
multiple of all. Hey, will it work? Will it also work on a brake beam, or is?
Yeah, I mean, as long as it gives you a closure, basically it's an open closure, so it's looking for just a button press, and it'll trigger the prop controller, and there's no extra programming for that as well. I have a brake beam over here that I found for about $5 or $6. I'll probably do an overview video or a how-to that works pretty well as well.
That's pretty cheap. I think I've paid $40 or $50 for some of the brake beams I have. But I have mats. I have push pins. I haven't been a big fan of the PIR, but they do have their... They do have their purpose.
Yeah, I mean, it's a simple trigger, and that's why I gave both options of the mat or dry contact and the motion. I mean, motion, you can just slap it into a room or a walkway, kind of put some blockers onto it. You can put it in a piece of conduit. That seems to help from false triggers. But when you walk by it, yeah, it's going to...
Yeah, like a piece of PVC or something. You get like a... You know, like a wide piece of PVC, and that would, it does the trick, like a 1-inch or probably even a little bit bigger than that. Maybe even wide piece of PVC. It's a great way of blocking out that external, so you kind of pinpoint, can kind of focus it in a little bit. Yeah. I'm with you there.
Yeah, and you can't.
See, I've
you can't
done
beat
before.
These. I know. I mean, I remember the days of Monster Garage, like the whole network when we started posting things, and I started with just PVC pipe and wood and hinges and wood screws, and now I'm up to this point where I'm actually trying to find the technical aspect of things and just do things right and safe.
So what's your background? Do you have a yard or home haunt, or are you doing professional stuff?
So I started out with a yard haunt that turned into a full-on maze and then got way too big. It was at my grandmother's house. So when I moved out, you know, did the whole adult thing, I'm limited. So now I am doing a professional haunted house. It's a local haunt that I do all their electronics, special effects. And I couldn't find a controller that could provide what I wanted until I came across the software that buttonbanner.com provided. And I'm like, I could just build a platform around that and, you know, put these in at an affordable cost.
That's what makers do, right?
That's right.
All right, so we talked about the the Arduino.
So it's the Arduino Nano.
Okay.
Version 3.0. And I do have all that stuff linked in the setup page as well, just to make it super easy. But if anybody or yourself, you need questions, just shoot me a message at eric@fatalmentality.com and I'll be glad to answer them.
Yeah. So if you go to fatalmentality.com, drill down to the device itself, which is what, $25? So you buy the OctoPill, you need to get the Arduino Nano. You also need to get a 4 8-channel relay module.
Mm-hmm.
Then you also need what? You need a 5-volt, 2-amp USB adapter.
Power supply. You want to get those relays some juice so that they can fire.
Yeah, they don't work off of mice on little friggin' turning wheels and whatever.
Excellent. Although that would be really cool, and I'm sure I can make that happen.
See, we're trying to protect the environment here. We're looking out for Mother Earth. And then, hey, there's one more. So then we talked about whatever type of trigger you want, whether it's a mat, a push button, PIR, what have you.
Yeah, it works with most, if not all, triggers.
How does the audio work?
The audio is fantastic. So it is this audio board that I found online. It was also something that I came across when buttonbanner.com released their first version of the Button Banner software. It's a small little $3 serial MP3 player.
I saw one on eBay, and what was it? The serial MP3 player. It's the UART.
Yes,
yeah. $6.50, or that's what I came up with. You said you had one cheaper than that?
Yeah, if you go on, you know, of all things eBay, it's every haunter's favorite place to shop for cylinders and extra parts. You can get this as low as $3.
Wow.
And then, you know, you don't need very much space on your SD card. So I would say just get a 1 gig. It'll save your show file on the SD card and your audio files as well. So if you lose or corrupt your data on the computer or the haunt computer that's running XP, you can always go back to this and just pull that off and edit your show in the future.
Yeah. So the little MP3 module clicks in. And you can just plug in what, like any type of powered computer speakers is probably what you have to do?
Yeah, I would it has a nice little, it's not really a powerful amplifier. It's shooting out, or it's running off of like a 5-volt power supply. So it's not going to be that high of quality as far as just plugging in speakers that don't have power. So if you plug them into, I've used a bunch of different plug-in speakers, and they've all come out with CD quality audio, and it's actually fantastic. I've never heard anything with this amount of quality at $3. Like, it just can't beat it.
What do you recommend for plug-in speakers? Do you have any brands or anything that you recommend for that?
So I tested them on a Logitech system, and they blow me away. It's a little pricey. I mean, you can probably get them at like $80. I do have some audio boards that I'm testing out right now that I can recommend in the future. I don't have one on my desk right now, but you know, anything that's going to give you that CD quality and a little bit more juice, it's going to fill in the gaps and give you a high quality sound.
Yeah, so the speakers are going to cost you about 3 to 4 times more than this entire setup.
Right. And that's if you go a little crazy and you want something that's just like going to rattle the room. If you want something that's going to have some background noise and actually spook you, you can get something under $40.
When you open up the banner software, you just drag and drop the file in, or you have to import the file? How does that happen?
So essentially, you can edit your file down to whatever time frame that you want. So let's say your scare is about 6 seconds and you have an audio file of 6 seconds. As long as it's an MP3, you would just go down to your media and hit ambient MP3 or scare MP3, and it'll actually take you into the browser to look for those files. And it automatically converts them into the file names that you need them to be in order to play. That's why I always say go through the software versus doing it yourself.
It looked like it was pretty simple. You had, depending on if you're doing a 4 or 8 channel, it was pretty much a click and drag on the channel track in order to basically have the length of the on, like, let's say if you had a
a fog machine.
Yeah, like a fog machine. You could click, drag it for a couple of seconds, and the fog machine will just fire for like a couple of seconds, and it's that simple. And it will, or you can have a pop-up, like a cylinder connected to it, and let's say on channel 2. And you within that time frame of that MP3 or your show file, you just basically click where you want that to fire within that timeline, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so if you right click, it'll erase all the stuff. You can hold down your left click and drag. It's kind of like editing a movie. You're trying to align everything to the audio file timeline, and you can tweak that as much as you want just with a couple clicks, or your keyboard even. 1 through 8 controls the outputs as well. There's a whole lot to the software that I really like.
And that's a free download.
Yeah, absolutely free, 100%. And I didn't create this. This is actually from buttonbanner.com. he actually takes donations for all of his work, and I highly recommend it. Any chance I get, I shave off a little off of my income and I throw it towards him, just because he deserves what he can get from this wonderful software. I've never seen anything that was free. If I had this back when I was doing my home haunts, I would have gone crazy.
See, when you get something of quality, people, what you should do, it's always, yeah, peel off a couple of bills and
of course
throw it at the kitty. You know, that's such a genius idea. People, you know, my listeners might pick something up from that. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe
not. Absolutely. I mean, you should always
support. I'm always shilling for a couple of bucks. So peel off a bill or two. Yeah, it looks like pretty good software, and it's a free download. Once again, if you're going to use it, make a donation of a dollar or two or something. Give the guy a couple of bucks. What else? So that's a PC-only software, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's PC. I have it running on multiple different units with varying, like, hardware, and it works fantastic. So I've had no issues with it. I've looked for every bug I can possibly find, and you know, he's just a good coder.
All right, so if we go back and just try to add this all up, you buy the Octopill, and we're not just, if it was 25, let's say with the discount, all right, you're gonna knock a few bucks off of that, right? So, but you got the 25 there, you've got the microcontroller board. Which is that the Nano, or
I made
a note of that. Okay, so that would be the Nano, and you're saying that is how much? $3?
You can get it as low as $3 if you want it quicker. You can pay $6. Amazon has a good deal on there. Make sure you find, if you're not comfortable with soldering, to find one that has the pins already soldered. You can always, you know, shoot whoever the seller is a message or confirm that in the data sheet or specs.
Okay. Make sure there's no soldering involved if you don't want to do that. Then there's the 4-channel or 8-channel relay, which will vary depending on which one you buy. I saw a 4-channel at about $7 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's really cheap. I mean, you can even go with that and do just 4 channels until you decide to expand.
Yeah. And then there's a USB charger adapter, so like the USB cable and the little adapter wall wart thing. Then there's, let's say, a PIR module, which I've seen as low as like 125.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I love it. Like, I couldn't find an Amazon link that had a better price than like 10 for $10. Like,
I mean, find one single one on eBay with free shipping for 123.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's,
I don't know, $1.23 with free shipping. I don't know how they make money off of that. And then there's the MP3 player module, which I saw one for about $6.50. You maybe get cheaper, I think you said.
Yeah, if you go on eBay, you can find anything cheaper. I found this one in particular for $3, and I bought 3 of them. So,
okay, so you can get a lot of these as low as like $3 a piece. So the total for everything is going to be in the $40 range, roughly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more like a $40 controller if you get everything. You don't need the audio player. You don't need the motion sensor. Essentially, all you would need to get this to work is your Arduino Nano and your relay board. The other pieces, you don't even have to have them plugged in to have this working 100% unless you wanted those audio files.
Can you program this so it will play on a loop without having to trigger anything?
See, I have not tried that. That's actually a good, let me see. It
this
does play
like
the
a yard application. You just want the thing to continue to go off, like, I don't know, every 30 seconds, every minute. You just want the thing to continually go off. Or,
you know. So you could essentially do that. You would have to just jumper your show trigger that's on the board right there underneath the Phantom Mentality skull. And that would just continuously loop this guy, and you can put no delay. So you can have it go off and set a timer under your Octopill, and your end sequence delay seconds, increase that. And like, if you want intervals of 15 seconds between each time it goes off, it will loop.
Got
but
it.
Not in the software.
So you can set intervals between it firing again, so it's not going off. Like, you, let's say if you had people coming through in a conga line, it's not going berserk. It would actually stop, time out, and then kick back in. Is that?
Yeah. So it'd be, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Is basically you put your end sequence second delay seconds to like 30, 40 seconds, and that conga line would get the same show that everyone in the front of the conga line got.
So this thing has got a lot of versatility for a $40 prop controller that you don't have to code. Because coding's for old guys. No.
I mean, it's a lot of nerds. Fun.
Not you like can... cool young hipster haunters like
this. Yeah, we just want to throw it all together and hope it works. If it doesn't catch on fire, we're good.
Excellent. All right, so make sure you take advantage. Go ahead and plug the site, plug the link again, and anything else you want to throw out there.
You can check us out at fatalmentality.com. I appreciate all your help.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.